The 16th of November 2020, my name is Eugene and this is Agriculture episode number 8. Today's episode is titled, Insulation and Heat Flow Agriculture. Let's get right to the topic of today's episode. In addition, filling densely built up cavities with insulation that is dense enough to reduce the airflow can also reduce convective heat losses. The total value of the walls and ceilings is a measure of the amount of heat that flows through the walls of a building, a phenomenon known as thermal bridges. Unlike conventional insulation, radiation barriers are highly reflective materials that repel heat rather than absorb it, and have no R value. Unlike conventional insulated materials, they can emit radiant heat instead of absorbing it, reducing the cooling load. While it is possible to calculate the radiation value of a radiation barrier, such as the thermal bridge, the effectiveness of the system lies in its ability to reduce heat gains by reflecting heat away from the living space. In summer, the heat flow is in the house or building and hits the ceiling, floor and walls wherever there are temperature differences. In winter, this means that heat flows through walls, ceilings, floors and other parts of the building into the air conditioning system. Bulk solids insulators can also be used in the form of heat exchangers, heat pumps, air conditioning systems and other heat storage systems. Because air has such a low density, it is a very bad conductor and does not make a good insulator. Insulation that resists conductive heat transfer uses air and space fibers to build cavities in the attic. The type of insulation must be adapted to the temperature of the building to provide sufficient insulation to build up heat transfer. This is advantageous in an actively cooled or heated building, but can be a liability in a passive cooled building. You need to cool ventilation and radiation, and most of the thermal insulation you use in your building is divided into two types, passive insulation and active insulation. Many thermal insulation materials work by forming tiny air cavities, but these air cavities can largely reduce the heat exchange between the materials. There are two exceptions which do not use air cavities as a functional element to prevent heat transfer. The heat transfer in greenhouses is carried out by three methods: conduction, convection, and radiation. In other words, heat transfer in a greenhouse is the result of materials of different temperatures that touch an air that carries heat energy from one place to another. Radiation therefore does not require the use of air chambers to transfer heat from the surface of a material to the interior of the greenhouse, or vice versa. In order to construct a heating system in a greenhouse, the capacity of the heating systems must correspond to the heat loss potential determined in the planning. In addition, moisture can drastically reduce the effectiveness of the insulation by creating thermal bridges and creating a thermal bridge between the insulation and the heat loss potential of the heating system. Thermal bridges are points in the building envelope that allow heat to be conducted. They are created when a material generates a continuous temperature difference, at which the heat flow is not interrupted by the thermal insulation. Thermal bridges contribute to a poor energy balance because heat flows through the path of least resistance. Insulation works by reducing the flow of heat through tiny air pockets that are relatively poorly conductive, as in the case of thermal insulation. In an uninsulated wall room, for example, air absorbs heat from the warm side of the wall and circulates around it, where it loses heat to the cold wall. The heat is lost, but can be transferred directly from one part of an object to another by molecules colliding. This transmission gains heat through the ceiling, walls, floor, windows and doors. This reduces the thermal comfort of people in the building and increases the load on the HVAC system, which leads to more energy waste. The thermal insulation of a building is an important component in achieving the thermal comfort of its inhabitants. Insulation reduces unwanted heat losses and gains and can reduce the energy requirements of heating and cooling systems. This does not necessarily concern the issue of adequate ventilation and may not affect the degree of soundproofing. U factor is the result of a number of factors, including the resulting lack of insulation and the use of non-thermal materials such as aluminum, which result in heat loss and heat loss due to steam condensation. Aluminium is insensitive to water vapor. And, by trapping air in space, immune to vapors and condensation. An alternative method to solve this problem is insulation, which also acts as a vapor barrier. The conductive heat flow can be stopped by using a heat barrier, such as a heat exchanger, in the form of insulation. Basically, you can see that the R value describes the speed at which the heat travels through an area from the wall to the ceiling. This is the same as the R values that you see on the insulation rollers in the hardware store. It describes the thermal conductivity of a foam that resists heat movement. This was Insulation and Heat Flow Agriculture, by Agriculture, and this was episode number 8. My name is Eugene Daniels, and I hope to see you next time. Until then, stay safe.